Morning greetings to one and all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that everyone is well and great today. Let us continue today with our subject, the sound doctrine, in which yesterday we've learned that if God has his own good and sound doctrine, the devil has his own doctrines too. He has the doctrine of Balaam. He has with him the doctrine of Nicolaitans. Amen. And if the Lord Jesus brought with him the doctrine of the Father, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, they also had their own doctrines to start with. So, brothers and sisters, how could we be established in our walk with God? The Bible said, let us abide in the doctrine of Christ. Amen. For in doing so, we will save ourselves and those souls that will believe our reports. Amen. Amen. Now, today, let us talk about who are God's recipient for doctrines. Who are the recipient for knowledge? Amen. Let us read Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 and verse 10. Isaiah 28, verse 9 and 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. Verse 10, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Line upon line, here a little and there a little. Amen. Amen. So, to whom shall the Father teach knowledge? To whom shall the Lord make to understand doctrines? The Bible says, to them that are weaned from milk, to them that are drawn from breast. Amen. Who are these that are in taking milk? Who are they? These that are sucking from the breast, right? They are babes. They are infants. Amen. They are child. So whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, babies, infants are not ready to understand doctrines. Amen. Them who are still drinking milk are not ready for instruction, not ready to be taught. Yes, brothers and sisters, we who accepted the Lord all underwent a process, all underwent stages, like a person who are born in this world. In being born in the kingdom of God, we first experience consuming soft spiritual food. Soft spiritual food are easy to digest in our spiritual belly. During this period, deeper things, deeper teachings or doctrines are not digestible in our spiritual system. Amen. So, how similar is this to the literal man? When we were born in this earth, out from the womb of our mother, we suck and drink milk from our mother's breast. We cannot yet eat solid food. our digestive system, our stomach, is not yet ready for that. And maybe months later, or maybe 6 months to 1 year, our mother slowly introduced somewhat solid yet softer food for us to be prepared for real solid food. Yes, sir. Children up to 2 years old is advised by physicians to be breastfed. Yeah. And 2 years old and above, the child is now introduced a more solid food. Amen. And from soft food to solid food, we can also see changes in baby's strength, in baby's performance or skill, right? We can see how the baby's developed from its in its potential, from carrying his head, his or her head, to crawling, and then from crawling to standing, and then the baby started walking along with some guides, amen, until independently the child could walk. And by this time, the child is already eating some solid food. Can you see? So alongside with the food that the child eats is his or her development. Amen. And then from uttering, with regards to utterance, from uttering the first word, maybe mama or mom, to a straight and fluent speaking. The reason for this is the food that the child eats. Amen. So a child should not just be eating always with milk. His or her food must advance, and so development would occur. Amen. This is also true, brothers and sisters, in our Christian development. When we were called by God out into his kingdom, we were like a newborn child. We eat soft spiritual food like a milk. But brothers and sisters, to grow, we must not remain eating milk, eating soft spiritual food. Why? Because we must grow mature. Amen. We must start eating solid food, solid spiritual food, to grow and mature. Amen. We must eat solid food, solid spiritual food, to stand and walk. And maybe first with a guide, a brother or a sister, and then eat and eat and eat solid food until we alone, shall stand and walk with God, regardless of whether or not your brother or your sister continued walking with you in Christ. Amen. You can stand alone with God. Now, this period, you are now ready to receive understanding. This time, you are now able to understand doctrine. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? Amen. So those who are weaned from milk, those who are drawn from the breasts, are the ones ready for understanding, ready for doctrines, ready for solid food. Amen. You know, this is like the nation Israel. Yeah. When God called his people Israel out from Egypt, when this people had crossed the Red Sea into the wilderness, God made them to eat manna. Amen. In Exodus chapter 16 and verse 35, let us read. And the children of Israel did eat manna for 40 years until they came into a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Amen. Now, manna is like a coriander seed, a soft food God made to rain from heaven. Amen. And Israel was instructed to pick up this manna enough for their food in a day. Because day to day, in that 40 years in the wilderness, God rained from heaven manna. Amen. This food was soft like milk. Amen. But when Israel had crossed Jordan into the promised land, manna ceased. And what they eat, they ate solid food. Yes. And we can read that in Joshua chapter 5, in verse 11 and 12. And they did eat of the old corn of the land. What did they eat? They eat, they ate old corn of the land. Amen. On the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Amen. So, with this, brothers and sisters, I could say that it is not the number of years in the message, nor the number of years in the ministry, that determines our maturity, the maturity of a Christian individual. Rather, it is the food that a believer could take. Amen. Again, it is not the number of years in the message, nor the number of years in the ministry, that determines maturity of a Christian individual. Rather, it is the food that this believer could take. Amen. Many would say that I am in the message for many years, for this and that year. I am a pastor for this long years. Yes, there is no problem with that. But the real deal, the real issue that would test our walk with God is what kind of food we are able to eat. What kind of food are you able to eat? Because what you eat is what you are. Amen. What you eat is what you are. Amen. If all you eat are just milk, spiritual food, then you are still a babe in Christ. Amen. But if you are able to eat, by the grace of God, solid food, solid understanding, solid doctrines, then you are ready. You are already a man that could walk alone with God. A mature man, regardless of whether your classmates in Christ are still walking with you or not. Amen. Amen. What you eat is what you are. Remember that, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews chapter 5, in verse 11, let us start reading verse 11 up to 14. Hebrews 5:11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Verse 12, for the time ye eat, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. Yeah. These Hebrew believers, brothers and sisters, had long been in Christian faith. Paul expected them to be teachers already, meaning one that was a mature, only to find out that he needs to teach them again with milk, which is, Paul said, the first principles of the oracles of God, and not with strong doctrines, not with strong meat. Doctrines are hard, doctrines in or hard understandings for them are hard to be uttered, for they are yet what Paul said, dull of hearing. Amen. And verse 13 says, verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, for he is a babe. In verse 14, for strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. What did Paul say? Everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is what? For he is a babe. He is a child. Amen. But Paul said strong meat, hard food, solid understanding, solid doctrine belongs to them that are mature, that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use, by experience, have their senses exercised to what? To discern both good and evil. Amen. Amen. Do you see that, brothers and sisters? So, brethren, do not be afraid to step up eating solid food, eating solid doctrine, as it will give you, it will bring you to maturity. It will bring you as an individual, a Christian, who can discern both good and evil. Amen. Now, remember again, what you eat is what you are. What you eat is who you are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow, we shall give a summary of this simple subject that we have. God bless you today. Have the strength, peace, and joy of the Lord. Shalom.